Evening, everyone. I've not wrote this bit down, but I'm going to start with this bit. What's the most important thing on a car? Well, some people might say, yeah, it's the engine. Without the engine, the car wouldn't go anywhere. Others might say, well, it's the fuel that goes in the engine, because without the fuel, the engine wouldn't start and you still wouldn't go anywhere. Some people might say, well, it's the key that's the most important bit, because if you lose the key, you can't start the engine anyway. Some people might say, well, it's the fob to open the door to get in the car. That's the most important bit, because if we can't get in the car, we can't start the engine to see if there's any fuel in it, to see if we can go anywhere. What's the most important bit of a car? You'll see how that fits into what I'm talking about tonight. In Romans 12, verses 3 to 8, it says these words: "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself sober, with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith of God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We all have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. And if it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." Who are we? Are we all part of this body? In this scripture, I'm going to be looking at it back to front and inside out, as I think this is how it's written. Starting from the end or the back, we see in this scripture different jobs and talents being described. Now, I could walk up and down and look at different people as I'm walking up and down, as I'm saying each descriptive part of a job, but that might put you under pressure. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. If it is a giver, give generously. If it's an encourager, then give encouragement. A teacher, teach. A server, serve. A prophesier, prophesy. I think the list here is a little short. You could go on. We see before the descriptive part of this short message that a metaphor is drawn between body parts, as in physical, as in bits and pieces of us, and church parts, as in spiritual. And certainly, from this scripture, we can conclude from the beginning is that we are all part. A question is posed. Are you a better Christian than me? Are you better in Christ than me? Look at me. Sermons coming out of my ears. Prayers cascading from my lips. Is this what it's saying in the first part of this scripture? Look at me. Look at me. Where am I in all this? We read the descriptive job roles. Roles which you may have heard of. Roles which you may do. What are these descriptive job roles? Remember, he's drawing the metaphor between body, as we know a body, and church body, as unto God. Parts of the church body, or body of God, do I fall into these categories? Are you a prophesier? Are you a server? Are you a teacher? Are you an encourager? Are you a giver? Are you a leader? Are you the one that shows mercy? I don't think, like I said earlier, the list stops there. These are parts of God's body in his church. This church is us, you and me. But what am I? The spiritual body is just like the human body. How many parts are listed here in the church body? What, perhaps 8, is there? I think we've got a few more parts in our own body than eight. Two arms, two legs, a head, a torso. I think if the similarity is drawn as between both bodies, obviously there is more parts in God's body, in His church, than is listed here. And this is when it comes to where I think there are two things that we can fall into, where we can fit, or where we think we fit, or where we feel comfortable. And this is the inside out bit. We've looked at the back to front of the scripture, and now I'm looking at the inside out, which really I'm wanting to put it forward as a representation of ourselves in bringing what's inside out. Firstly, you may say, I know what I am and where I'm going. To get to the top of the tree. Are you that doer? The achiever? The score setter? The number one? In brackets, I've put the most important part. Is this what this scripture is describing? Monopoly exclusiveness. We all want that, don't we? Should we? The word monopoly, when we think of that, normally means towards a game. A board game, which I quite like to play. But when we think of monopoly and its meaning, it's quite about being number one. Park Lane and Mayfair, or I'm not playing. I remember them days. But in scripture, if you're one of them, I don't think you're in His game. In scripture, if you're one of them, I don't think you're in His game. We can then jump to the other end of the spectrum, bearing in mind how we're looking at the metaphor. And how we're looking at body and body parts and the importance or unimportance. The other end of the spectrum, I'm not important. I don't know where I fit. Or do I even fit? What role can I do? No patience, no time, no money, no brain. No strength, no wisdom. I'm a bum. Well, every church needs a bum. clearly states in this scripture, all, each, us. So what is effective and defective? Effective is knowing you are part of God's body. Knowing you are just as important as each member of the body. If we were to look at the humanized side of it, hand, foot, nose, knee, toe, yes, and even the bum. It's all important. It all functions together. It's all a necessity for the smooth running of the body. The knobbly knee, the strange bunion on side of your foot. The large stomach. The balding patch on your head. Even down to the strange little hair that grows somewhere on your body. It's all important to the body. And if it's not there, if it's not doing what it does, even if it's an annoying function that it does do, you notice it. You can tell that something's changed, something's different, something is not functioning correctly. In God's body, in the church body, it's just the same. There are these roles in the church body which I've read out, which you may think, wow, a giver, a prophesier, a teacher, an encourager. A leader. These all sound so magnificent, so important, so essential to the running of the body. But what am I? Well, you're just as important. You're just as important as a server, as the teacher, as the giver, as the encourager. Just as important as the hand, the foot, the nose, and the toe, and even the bum. Except the role that you serve. Whatever role it is. You do it as if it is the most important role. Do it actively. A key is just a key. A fob is just a fob. An engine is just an engine. A car seat is just a car seat. The fuel is just the fuel. But put it all together, and then it is functioning. It is in its entirety. It is total. It is complete. And that is just exactly what is being said in this scripture. That to achieve what seems to be a high-ranking goal, maybe of a great preacher, of a great teacher, of a great server, of a great prophesier, is the role to attain, and what I do is nothing compared to that. But your nothing is something to God. Your active part within the body is something towards the church body. There's something essential each of us has to grasp here. If you're to move forward as a Christian, if you're to attain a goal within your Christian life, we have to be an effective body in God. It's not about being the monopoly. It's about being an active player. Now, I'm not a poet. I'm not a songwriter, but I put these few words together to finish this sermon off. So listen to it. You might think he's talking a load of pugwash, but there you go. So monopoly is not the game. Being a bum is just a pain. Run the race to victory in Christ is but to gain a place in God's body to remain. It's essential that each of us grasp that the goal is Christ's victory. The game we play is a game of not selflessness. It's not a game where it's just you to win, where you're to play and monopolize. It's be the best, but take the rest. we achieve everything together in God's body.